Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Blog Talk listeners. Praises be to God for another opportunity to come to you live on Blog Talk Radio. You are listening to My Sister, My Friend, a Blog Talk show that is dedicated to reaching all women. We want to be our encouragement and uplifting and be here with resources for their needs and concerns. Thank you for joining us tonight. Tonight we have a special guest that was coming on tonight. I'm waiting for her to call in, but in the meantime, since God has given us this opportunity, we're just going to go ahead and say hello to our listening audience. And the president of Granny's Place is here with me tonight, Miss Beverly. And we're just going to sit down and have a little conversation on what we were going to talk about, which was going to be domestic violence. And also we're going to give you some information later on about our upcoming events. And say hello, Beverly.
Good evening, everyone. I hope everyone's having a good day.
Amen. Yes, it's been a beautiful day. This has been the day that the Lord has made, and we have rejoiced and been glad in it. It was a nice, beautiful day, and God was good all day. He still continues to bless us and give us what we need and some of the things that we want. So he's a good God. Amen.
All the time. All the
Amen.
Time.
Well, we were going to talk about domestic violence. I guess we can talk a little bit about it. There's been a lot of domestic violence going on in the news today about the football player that abused his wife in the elevator, and player that beat his son with a switch. Would you consider that domestic violence too?
No, that's not really domestic violence, but I think
okay.
They called it in that range because of the situation between he and his wife. They're divorced, so
okay.
It's a domestic situation.
Okay.
But I think it wouldn't have been, well, the government is, well, let me phrase it correctly. We have allowed the government to get too far off into our business, into our personal business, and to our personal lives. You know, we want to protect our children, and we should protect our children at all costs. However, it's gotten to the point now where the government wants to tell you which way you can and can't go. For example, today on KCBI, they talked about two issues with two fathers who tried to make their sons into men and teach them how to be men. One father, the son didn't want to do some chores, and so the father made him carry like a 25-pound stone or something someplace. They call that abuse. The other father did something to his son, and he didn't abuse him or anything, but they were both trying to show them how to be men. And they're called abuse. We've allowed the government into our business too far. Anytime you can't chastise your child in a proper manner, not talking about beating them to the point where they're putting marks on their body, but when the government can get in and tell you who you can hit, who you can't talk to, who you can't say that to somebody, then now we're no longer living in a democracy. We're living in a socialist society. Because of the socialist society, they can tell you pretty much like in China. China tells their people how many children they can have, what kind of income they can have, how they can live, what they can and can't do. That's a socialist society, pretty close to a communist society, but they do have some rights. In this country, it's getting pretty close to that way when a father can't teach his son how to be a man. So, you know, this country, it seems like they've taken the protective cover of the children and things, they've taken it a little bit too far. So now a child can tell you, no, you can't do certain things or you can't say certain things to them because they'll call the police. It's just gone a little bit too far. I think with the Ray Rice thing, it's okay if they choose to pay attention to the things they want to pay attention to and not. With that one, they were willing to ignore that until people started making a hoopla about it. But they were willing to ignore the fact that he had punched a woman out, dragged her out of the elevator and laid her and dropped her on the floor. He didn't pick her up or anything. I mean, he just laid her on the floor. It seems like the government's gone too far into our business, into our personal lives. You know,
well, didn't that happen like way back in February or something, and they just now bringing it out? Didn't that happen a while ago?
Yeah, it happened in February, but what happened was, it turns out, is that we wouldn't have even heard about it hadn't it been for TMZ, that reporter. Had they not brought it out, the NFL wasn't going to tell us anything about it. We wouldn't have heard anything about it because they were giving the boy two suspensions and let that be it. And had TMZ and the other reporters, had they not kept digging on it, we wouldn't have known anything about the Ray Rice situation. They would have just swept it under the rug. You know,
well,
so a lot of things go on, they don't tell us.
Okay, well, do you think that things like that occur should be televised or viewed by the public? Do you think that's the public's business, or do you think that it should have stayed within the NFL guidelines or in their little...
Well, they don't have any guidelines for domestic violence. They don't have any guidelines at all. They're just now admitting that they don't have any guidelines for their players. And one of the reasons it should have been effective, because these guys are in the public eye, and your grandson and other boys around here looking up to these guys as these are great athletes, these are great guys, and you just really look, these kids look up to these guys and thinking these guys are swell, they're good guys, and in reality, they're not good guys. You know, some of them have anger management problems. Others, they have all types of issues. And the coaches, as long as they're playing and making that money, people choose to ignore it. But, you know, I think this is something that the public has to know. You know, how would you walk up, Phil, if you walked up and you were in that building that day and you walked up to the elevator and you saw this man dragging his wife out? On the floor, and then the next day you turned and saw that guy on TV. You had just seen him dragging her out of the elevator, and then you looked up and saw him on the floor. Would you be excited about seeing him or what?
No, I don't think I would be excited about seeing him because I had seen him the day before doing something that malicious. So, I believe that you are correct in that because I couldn't uphold that. You know, we say, you know, we want to make sure that justice is served with stuff like that, you know. So I guess exposing him would be the correct thing to do. I have a minister, Pastor Henderson, on the line with us tonight. Pastor Henderson, would you care to comment on that situation?
Speaking. Good evening.
Good evening.
You are speaking on behalf of the NFL player?
Yes, ma'am.
She was just talking about domestic violence this evening. She was asking me the question.
Yes.
You know, about...
I didn't hear the question. I was having problems
talking about
the question.
Ray Rice and the domestic situation that he did to his wife in the elevator, where they showed the film where he had hit her, knocked her out, they say, and then he drug her out of the elevator and didn't pick her up or anything. Did you see that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What would be your comment on that? Would you say that that should have been publicized or that should have been kept in private, or how do you feel about that?
The funny thing about, there's nothing funny, first of all, about any domestic violence.
Right.
But for lack of a better term, the funny thing about it is it happens around us every day, but it's more publicized for those that are more in the spotlight. if you understand what I'm saying, like the NBA, the NFL, you know, the movie stars or Hollywood, and this and it's sometimes it's happening right next door.
Right.
Just because the neighbor next door is not known worldwide, but that'll go unnoticed, uninformed, and unreported. But because these people, or I agree with Ms. Beverly, somewhat of role models, and our children are watching, and as well as adults are watching, and patterning ourselves after these people, I'm glad it came out, because a clause needs to be put in the NFL concerning domestic violence.
Yes, it does not need to be hidden among the great
right.
or the ingrate, huh?
Exactly.
Those that are small and those are the are large.
Have
yes,
and have
I
not.
Agree with that.
And then we can take it a step further. And then we can take it a step further. What do we do about the coworker that's living in domestic violence, giving the abuse or receiving the abuse, that's not in the limelight?
Right. So, yeah, we should be able to, it should be something in place for them also. But we do have a lot of domestic violence laws now that are coming forefront lately, because it has been, become more prevalent all over the United States, you know. So I think that they are doing something constructive about it, but how can we get our men to understand, you know, that hitting a woman or our females to understand that fighting or hitting your spouse or a significant other, a loved one, is not a good way to settle an argument or altercation? Or what should we do as a society to try to prevent this? Is there a common cure, therapy, or what do you think?
Well, is therapy, as we always know, is always the word of God, and it's called deliverance. You have to first know that you possess the spirit of anger. In other words, you know, one of the fruit of the spirit is self-control. And then there's a scripture that says the person that can't rule himself can't rule a city. In other words, he can't be over anything. Because until you can maintain your bearings, how can you help keep anything else in line if you can't keep yourself in line? So I think a lot of times, if you know that you have an anger management problem, seek help.
Okay.
Because as time progresses, it escalates.
Okay.
You know, it escalates, and it starts small, and as it escalates, it grows into something phenomenal that's beyond your control and beyond society's control, as we have seen.
Yeah. You're right about that. That's just the thing now. They don't try to control themselves. They're not looking for self-control
right.
or anything of that nature. They just want to do what they want to do. Beverly, what do you think about it? How do you feel that we should try to contain our... Does it come at an early age, or stop the children from seeing violence, or so that they won't grow up to be violent? Or what do you think on that?
Well, I think it's a little impossible for them not to see any violence, because it's so much in the movies, it's in the videos, it's in the games. I think that's it's kind of hard for kids not to see violence these days. But I think one of the things we can do, and it does start when they're little, because there's so much confusion, so much violence in the home now, kids see it regardless of where they go. I think one of the things we can do is the churches and the communities come together like they did of old and work together with the kids, particularly if you have one kid or two kids that's causing a problem. then, you know, let's get together and see what's needed. There's so many homes. Tony Evans, I was listening to him today, and he was talking about there's so many homes where there are no fathers. And there are so many kids growing up not even knowing who their fathers are. And he said one of the issues that we're having with the pregnancy and the dropout rate is because the homes are so dysfunctional. And I think one of our issues would be, one, to take the government out of a lot of our personal business. We've just said, Doctrine, allow the government to do what they want to do, and we are the government, so we can make some laws. We can change some laws if we come together and work on it and bring prayer back into the school, get the parents a little bit more active in what the kids are doing. A lot of times parents think that they got to go spend a lot of money to spend time with their kids, and you really don't have to do that. You can find other ways to spend time with your kids. But if the parents start working together with the schools and working together with the churches, some of this anger can be alleviated because we can work with these kids and talk with these kids and come together. I remember when I was like 12 or 13 years old or something, there were always neighbors around who were watching you. And if you were weren't doing what you were supposed to do, they may not have said anything to you, but they would go say something to your mom. Most of the time, then they said something to you. Now you can't say anything to the kid, and you can't very well say too much to the parent because the parent gets an attitude too. But I think if the church and the communities start coming together and working together as one unit, some of these kids we might can save. Some of these kids we can keep out of the prison cells if we just come together and stop everybody closing their doors and only working on what they're interested in. And if we all come together and start working and helping some of these young boys become men. But we got the men out here not wanting to step up now and not wanting to do anything. So one of our problems, I think, one of the solutions would be to get the church, the schools, and the parents working together.
Get them involved in something cohesive.
Yeah, get them involved in something and letting the parents come out and express their views about what's going on in the home, and maybe we can work together. But the parent can't, like Tony Evans was saying, you just can't send a kid off to school and expect the school is going to do everything and they come back home and you do nothing. It doesn't work that way. It never has. So you can't leave a kid to their own devices, like, you know, trying to tell. I have a couple of nieces or something, their babies are 2 or 3 years old, and they're trying to make adults out of them. You can't make an adult out of a baby. You know, you need to be there and need to guide them. But we got so many young mothers, we got young grandmothers. There's just too much chaos going on today. We just need to come together as one and start helping each other like we used to do. People used to help each other. Now they don't want to do it. But I think that would be one of the solutions that we could do.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. If we could just all come together. What Rodney King said, if we could all just get along. That was his little motto there. And I think that would help us all. If we just could just come together and get it all together, and to help one another, that's what we need to do. I see we have another caller on the line with the extension 8207. Would you like to have a comment or talk to us about what we're talking about tonight, domestic violence?
Well, amen. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Amen. Thank you. I didn't, unfortunately, get in to hear all of what you all were discussing, but I was just listening to the last caller speaking on, you know, us being helpers to one another. And my dad is a pastor, and years ago he said that one of the members had given him a card, and in the gist of the card was Others, Lord. That was the name of the poem. It was a poem, and it was called Others, Lord. And when he shared that with me, it just so stuck with me to die to myself and to consider other people, you know. And it so coincided with what the other sister was just speaking about, how it used to be, and if we could go back to some of that, you know, that I think a lot of what we are experiencing in the home and with the children being angry and being disrespectful and even losing confidence in themselves and self-respect for themselves, you know, a lot of that would diminish, I think. And so I just think that we should not be so wrapped up in ourselves. And think of others. What can we do to be a blessing and to be a help to others? Because we clearly see that, you know, our children, our community, our families, our city, you know, we're hurting. We're hurting. We're sad. We're angry. We're bitter. You know, we're envious. We have a lot of negativity going on. But all of that could be turned around if we would be like we are to each, to our own, to others, you know, to think of others as a part of our family and to really genuinely be concerned about the other people, my neighbor, the people down the street, you know. I just think that, you know, it starts with one. It just starts with one person. If everybody would take ownership of their actions and make a purpose decision to really step out of the home tomorrow, enter into our day tomorrow, and show the love of Christ, you know, that I just believe that it would make a difference. Just an example, I was in the classroom today and had a fifth grader. And she was very bitter even when she came in the room. And so everything that she did, you could feel the bitterness, the anger. And so I just pulled her to the side and, what is it? What? Why is this? No one has done anything to you. You know, and she didn't know. She didn't know why she was angry. But after I began to talk to her, you know, a little bit about her actions, And I said something that jugged a smile, and I said, look, that looks so much better on you, the smile, you know. And after we talked, I mean, her demeanor, it changed. It got a little bit better. The energy wasn't so heavy. It was a little light. And I think if we would take time, you know, to be a blessing or be thoughtful or attentive to others, that we can see some of it peel away. I just do. I think that.
Amen. Well, I'm going to piggyback on that, Sister Jordan, Elder Jordan. I was Saturday. I had went to the Henry Ray Justice Center over in Lone Star Park and to minister to the young ladies that were in detention over there. And we had a group of young ladies. It was about six of them. And they all were, one first didn't want to be in there. They didn't want to hear anything about God and the gospel or anything. But once we opened up and started talking mm-hmm. to them and giving mm-hmm. them a testimony and filling them out and asking them what they thought about this and what they thought about that, they started to respond. And that goes along with what you just said. If you pull them to the side, if you talk mm-hmm. to them and get them to open up to you and make them feel comfortable, we can change some things.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
once we started getting into talking to them, and I told them my topic was that I wasn't going to preach at them today. I wasn't going to mm-hmm. come with them and tell them, oh, you a bad kid because you here and you did wrong and you ain't no good because you did this. I didn't. I told told him, I said, you know, God loves you, and he gives you free will to have a choice to do the good or the bad. The age that you are, you know how to make choices. And we talked about choices, and it was one young lady there that she said that she knew that she was making bad choices because she had been in it other two or three times, and it wasn't right, and how she was treating her mom, and how she just call in, baby, how she was doing the you know, doing the things that her mom didn't want her to do, and it was just, she just broke down, and she said she was so sorry, and she knew that she had been wrong, but any other time, she said she wouldn't talk to anybody. She wouldn't tell
right.
her that. You know?
Right.
So
right.
once we, you know, captured them and let them know that they were loved and they could be forgiven for what they had done, I think, you know, they opened up. They did.
Right.
And
right.
It made them happy.
Yes. And that's what they really want. They just really want to be heard. You know, and
right.
a lot of them want to even confess. Just like you said she did. I've done some
yes.
things wrong. You know, and that's why I think if we, you know, could just take some time away from being so focused on just, they say, our four and no more, you know, and take some of that energy and release it on some other people, others, Lord. Help me to be able to touch others, you know. And by nature, we are kind of stingy. You know, we're kind of selfish by our nature, and that's why we have to purpose to do something good. We have, you know, mm-hmm. born in sin, you know, so we have to purpose to do good to others. It's easy to do good to yourself and to your own, you know, but these kids and the parents and, you know, they just, the parents are young. You know, and so they just kind of, I just think if we, you know, those who are mature, those who are walking in Jesus' joy and the word, you know, can, you know, that's why God, you know, saved us. That's why, you know, to be a blessing to others, not just to keep it. So anyway, yeah.
Yeah, I see that's your little pet peeve right there, huh? Well, we were talking about domestic violence, and I would think that if we started there as not being so selfish, we could curb some of the domestic violence that goes on. If we could just teach people and get them to know that, give some love instead of hate. Do something
right.
positive instead of something negative. Be good to yourself, and then you can be good to somebody else. And I think
that's
it stems
right.
from people not loving themselves enough to give some positiveness to others, you know, or want to fight whatever. You know, say if you don't give something, you can't get it. And when you're angry, you know, it's a whole nother story.
Yeah.
But, ladies, is there anything else you would like to add to this conversation, Beverly or Pastor Henderson, before we end this episode tonight?
No, I just would think that the only thing I have to say is I think that the nonprofits in Dallas and Fort Worth would come together and work with the schools and with the city council of both Fort Worth and Dallas. I think we could come together and have probably help some of these kids that some of them are raising themselves and help some of these young mothers learn what it is to be a mother and how to properly raise their kids. Some of them, no one's telling them, and they're just going by what they think they should do. And it's a heavy load to be a single mother. It's a heavy load to be a single father. And
right.
today, with a lot of the parents are not as educated as they should be, it's hard for them to teach their children to read. It's hard for them to teach their children how to understand math and things like that. So I think if a lot of groups came together and started working together with the churches, and some of this we probably can prevent. We can prevent more of our young men from going, young women going to jail, because they're building more jails and less schools, and we need to stand up and fight for our children, or else we're going to have a society of jailbirds.
Yeah,
and that's the reason why they are building more facilities now for the people that get into trouble, and new facilities for the youth and the teenagers and different people and criminals, that's what they call them. But I think that if, like Mr. Jordan was saying, if we show them some love, we get them early, start getting them in the school and trying to help them and teach them that, you know, it's not always all about you, but work with their problems that they're having, you know, at the school, and get the parents involved too, I think that would be a beautiful thing. We could save a lot of kids, you know, before they get there, today, before they get to the domestic violence, before they get to the detention centers, before they get to the jails. Mm-hmm. Yes, if we could just do it. But right here, ladies, I am going to ask you to go ahead and make any announcements that you have to make about your upcoming events. Minister, Pastor Henderson, would you go ahead and tell us about the breakfast?
Yeah, she's doing breakfast. Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Ashes of Beauty Ministries will have an Applebee's Flapjack fundraiser, and that will be Saturday, October 1st, for October Breast Cancer Awareness Month at Northwest Highway in Abrams. The tickets are $10. You need not be present to win, but we would love to see you so that we may come together, fellowship together, and break bread for a worthy cause, and we're raising the funds to help assist breast cancer patients and survivors. Anyone interested in a ticket, I can be reached at 972-861-2118. 972-861-2118. For each $10 ticket purchased, that's how many times your name can go into the drawing. And you need not be present to win. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. Minister Jordan, is there anything that you're doing?
Well, praise God, we have our annual Thanksgiving in the Park that will be preparing for Thanksgiving this year. It's going to be in West Dallas at the Tipton Park. And last year we were so blessed to be able to service over 500 people in that area. And it was multicultural, and it was just high energy, and it was food everywhere, clothes everywhere. And we had churches and other ministries and individual people that came together to help us make it happen, and so we're preparing for that, and we need prayers, we need food, we need people, we need love.
Amen.
We need prayer. Amen.
Amen. Well, all right. Thank you so much. I am going to invite all of my listening audience, all of my friends, my loved ones, you, my sisters, my friends, to come out and join us on October the 11th at the Mighty Shady Grove Primitive Baptist Church at 4802 Burma Road, where we will be having our annual prayer brunch. There's free food, there's spiritual food, there's love and fellowship. It will start at 9 o'clock on October the 11th. Pastor Henderson will be one of our guest speakers. She's going to be bringing that word to us along with six others. So if you are available, free, come on by and fellowship with the Ladies, Women of Distinction at the Shady Grove Primitive Baptist Church, 4802 Burma Road. That's in Dallas and little town called Joppa, right over the railroad track off of 075. Come on and join us. We're going to have a good time and most certainly some good food and some good spiritual words. So if you're free and available, come by. It's absolutely free. Also, Beverly is going to give us our announcement on the upcoming conference. We have prepared our flyer, and those of you that want to get in contact with me so I can send you a flyer, just give me an email at LaShondraLewis@yahoo.com, and I'll send you a flyer so you can pass it out to your friends and loved ones. But, Beverly, I'll let you go ahead and tell us all about that. The Women Empowerment Conference.
Well, we're going to have our first annual Women's Empowerment Conference on October 25th at 12 noon to 4 p.m. at First Free Will Baptist Church at 1415 West Wheatland Road. We're going to have four dynamic speakers come in, and I look forward to Pastor Henderson. She was my first request, and I know she's going to come in and just set it on fire. I'm excited. We're going to have light refreshments. We'll have some singing. Second half of our day, first half is going to be our meeting together in sanctuary. The second half we'll meet over in the annex. We'll have different vendors and nonprofits come in and talk to us about their nonprofit, and the vendors will come in and show their wares, and we've got a massage person coming in. We've got women with jewelry and candles and cologne and purses and different other items that they're going to be coming out showing their wares. The event itself is free. However, the vendors may charge a fee. The massage may, I think she charges $1 for so many minutes. And then we have the people with their wares. They're going to sell their wares at their prices. That's not set by Granny's Place or my sister, my friend. But we hope to have a wonderful time in the Lord, come out and share some things and talk about women, what our issues are today, and how we can resolve some of these issues working together, hand in hand, loving each other, hugging and crying together. We want to start helping women be stronger, because today we're going through so many things, so many issues, so many levels. I think that I don't think my mother had as many issues to deal with in her lifetime as I have to deal with in mine, and the younger women today are facing even more problems. So we want to give them some spiritual guidance, because we can read all the books that we want to, and we can listen to all the topics, but the best advice, the best guide that we can get is from the Word of God. And so we want to bring that Word and show women what God says about what we do today, because there's nothing changed in the Bible. We've just changed our attitudes, changed the dates on the calendar, but God is still God, and His Word still stands. So we want to encourage women to get a little strength, you know, hold, take hand of a hold of a sister, someone you've never met, who you can hug and you can cry with, you can cry with, you can scream with, whatever. But we want you to come out for a few hours and just take some time just for you.
Amen. We will be there for you, because that is what my sister, my friend, is all about, being there for our sisters, giving them the encouragement, the undergirding, the uplifting, the love, the resources that they so need and desire. We are here for you, sisters. Those that are listening by cyberspace, a computer, and those that are on the line, we want you to know that we love you. We want you to know that if you need us, you can call on us, and if we can't help you, we know somebody who can. So we will have those type of vendors there, those type of nonprofits. We have City Women by Minister Colette Govan, who will be there. That is her organization, and she's out of Fort Worth. She's helping women. We'll have Sandra Stanley there. She's out of Fort Worth. She's teaching open doors for women that have home transition problems. We'll have all kind of women there to give you resources and information on how to get yourself together if you're having issues. Then we'll have Seeking Souls that'll be there just to minister to women with all types of problems, to give them an uplifting conversation or a hug, or we gonna have women. We just gonna have women that can help every element, anything that you're going through, anything that you need. We're gonna have someone there. So we'll have Ashes to Beauty there, telling us about breast cancer and, you know, how to survive the things that you've been through with breast cancer. You also know that October is Breast Cancer Month, so we will be highlighting that with our pink and our purple, and probably some ribbons and things, so to let you know that we are aware of the issue of breast cancer, and we want to be knowledgeable and help those who are seeking help or give them information on the things that they need information on. So, ladies, if you are available, October 25th, 2014, be at the First Free Will Baptist Church at 1415 Wheatland Road. That's the corner of Wheatland and Clark Road, so we can have ourselves a good, loving, fellowshipping time, because that's what this is going to be about. We want to love on all our sisters and let them know that there is love still out there. So if there's nothing else, anybody else have any comments, announcements, issues, conversation they want to have, speak up. If anything else burning in your soul or your mind, let me know right now. Anything else on your heart? Nothing else?
No.
Okay, well, what we're going to do is we're going to end this session tonight, and we thank you for calling in tonight and being with us. We thank you for your participation and your continued support. I just love each of you, and I ask God's fondest blessings on you. With bowed heads, dear God, we thank you tonight. Father, we just thank you for this opportunity to come and to minister and to talk and to be uplifting for our sisters that are in need or just need a word of comfort, God. Thank you for allowing us to do this, to be a comfort to our sisters, to be a resource for our sisters, to be a love source for our sisters, God. We just thank you for them. Father, we ask a special blessing on each one of our sisters on the line tonight, dear God. We ask a special blessing on those that are listening, God, and has not commented tonight, God. You know what each one of us need. You know what each one of us desire, God. Father, let us be first to put you first. Let us first to acknowledge you in all your ways, and we know that you will direct our path, dear God. Father, thank you for this opportunity. Father, we thank you for Beverly for giving us the platform for my sister, my friend. God, we thank you for her vision. Father, we thank you for the vision of Pastor Henderson, dear God, for what she does and how she lives and encourages and loves on all of us, God. We thank you for her vision, dear God. Please continue to bless him. Thank you for Minister Elder Jordan tonight for joining us, dear God. Father, continue to keep her. Continue to watch and protect over her and each one of them that you have given a vision, God. Help us to promote your will and your way, dear God, because we don't want to do anything out of self. We want it to be about you and for you to get the glory, dear God. And again, we just say thank you. I can't ask for nothing, Lord. I'm just thanking you. I just ask you to lead these ladies and keep them. Help them to be what you have them to be. But I thank you for them. I thank you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. dear God. Please keep them. Lead them and guide them in your name. In the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, ladies.
Amen.
I love
you.
I hope you have a good rest of the week. And anybody who want to call and get information about the conference, or you know any organization or any 501(c)(3) or anybody who has a ministry that we can help them promote, establish, give credence to, give us a call or contact me at LaShondraLewis@yahoo.com. We're looking forward to seeing everybody October the 25th at First Real Baptist Church. Okay? Can't wait. Shout it out. Blow the horn. All right. Good night, ladies. I love you. Y'all have a good evening.
Thank
good night.
You. Good night. God bless you.
Good night. God bless you.